Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Oh, the things that mom just doesn't know about her son. Oh, they're coming to get me. Yes, I think I've bought a lot of records over my time, and mom would probably be pretty upset if she knew how much money I was spending on these cool 45s. But I love to bring you both the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Dave the Rave here on the No Static Attic with a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarity Show. Those cool instrumentals from 1964. The group called the Esquires on the Durco record label, and a hard to find 45, but a cool record indeed called Flash and Red as we kick off the Relics and Rarity Show. so of 1967, peaking on the Billboard charts at number 6. Jay and the Techniques out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. I've got you hungry now, right? Apples, peaches, and pumpkin pie. And all right, I'm ready. I'll have a slice of the pie. Yes, how about you? Want to join me?
There should be enough honey for every bee. No bird should be without a nest in a tree. Love should be divided equally. And I want a slice of the pie, yeah.
Like that should have been a hit 45 for Jule Akins, the guy who brought you The Birds and the Bees. Well, it was hitbound in early 1966 at WRIT 1340 AM out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, of course, I first actually heard the record on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. It was a Raider record. It did extremely well. I think it scored like 90%. But it never went on to become a hit for Jule Akins, never ever hitting the top 100. Jule Akins had a great tune on the Era record label called A Slice of the Pie. Cool 45s that fell through the cracks. That's one of them. That sounds to me like a hit record from 63 on the Impala record label. The Monterey's and a Tim Cole Without a Girl. Well, that's my dilemma. Day of the Ray Without a Girl. Not a good time to be without a certain girl around the holidays. But I think part of the problem for me is that, well, I get nervous around women. I'm kind of like a coward. Yes, like Gino.
Here come those girls again. Get away from me. You're losing my cool. You're losing your mind.
Gino is a power.
I got a one-muscle made of iron. One-muscle made of steel. One little kiss make me shiver and shake. A girl get near to me and the fear in me rocks, roll, shimmy the shake. On a battle for bravery, fought in three hard wars, and just for the thrill and pleasure, I rode the back of a dinosaur. But I'm a when it comes to love.
Gino is a power. Gino is a power.
Oh, tell me, tell me, tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
Oh, what's that thing you call love?
Of course, the new version of that song would be Dave the Raven's a Coward. Gino Washington on the Correct Tone record label. But here comes my big chance, because here she comes. Yes, here comes that pretty flamingo. So don't be a coward, Dave.
On a bluff, all of the guys call her Flamingo. Cause her hair glows like the sun, and her eyes can light the skies. When she walks, she moves so fine, like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day paradise is where I'll be. If she just would, some sweet day I'll make her mine, pretty flamingo. Then every guy will envy me, cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha-la-la,
coming down the block. Don't be shy. Better go over and talk to her. Pretty Flamingo, and she was definitely pretty. Manfred Mann.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Oh, baby, gotta keep on telling you. And, baby, gotta keep on reminding you. Every time you hear a story on me, you can't believe me, baby. No, no, no. You can't believe me, baby. There's been so many girls in my life before. I don't want you to think, girl, that you're just one more.
Sure Shot 45 on the TSM record label out of Hamilton, Texas. A group called Dickie Treadway and the Salados. Too cold, you can't believe it. Yes, it's a Sure Shot record, or some people might say it's a good thing. It's a record that was climbing up the charts right around this time in 1966.
Seems this world got you down. You're feeling bad vibrations round.
That one of these days somebody will get these guys into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul Revere and the Raiders climbing up the charts in 66 around this time, eventually becoming a number four record. Good thing, and it is a good thing. It's Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities Show.
All killer, no filler. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
It's a break-in. We're raiding the vaults of Tamla Motown.
Cheer all through the year, it would be Christmas.
Those Motown vaults for that Christmas classic. Smokey Robinson wrote the tune, The Miracles Did It. Yes, and it was released on a 45, but hard to find. The Miracles in a tune called Christmas Every Day. And of course, on Christmas, we want snow. We don't want rain. By the way, right now, you got a little rain and it must fall. Sound of the Epic Splendor.
Even into the brightest day, the brightest feeling and the brightest way. There's got to be a time when the sky turns gray, and then the only thing to do is smile and say, a little rain must fall.
He group out of Long Island called themselves the Epic Splendor. This week, yes, this very week in 1967, that record debuted on the Billboard Top 100 at number 100. A Little Rain Must Fall, the Epic Splendor. It eventually peaked at number 87, I believe, on number 88 on the Billboard Top 100. But in several markets, regional markets like WMCA in New York, it became a top 40 hit record. In KVIL out of Dallas, Texas, 1150 AM, it actually peaked at number 15. So regional markets, the record did well. Epic Splendor debuting on the Billboard Top 100 this week. And I love that record, A Little Rain Must Fall. Well, my mystery oldie 45 from last week. Yes, pretty much every week we play a record. You get one guess only. You got to tell me who's doing the record. We play just for fun. This was the mystery oldie 45 from last week. Try to figure out if anybody figured this one out. Do we have a winner? We'll find out shortly. Here in the No Static Attic, because I love that record. That's one of my favorites. Yes. Did anybody figure that one out? We're going to find out right now. That was Little Stevie Wonder, about a 12-year-old Stevie Wonder. That's why he called himself, actually, right on the record, it says Little Stevie Wonder, Tamla 45, a record which never, ever hit the Billboard Top 100, Contract on Love. Congratulations, Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey, George Yost, Glen Burnie, Maryland, Dennis Romanek down there in South Jersey, Sante in South Beach, Florida, Carolyn Ruperto, East Brunswick, New Jersey, and in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Gary Mason. Congratulations. They knew that the mystery oldie was Contract on Love, Little Stevie Wonder. I've got a brand new mystery oldie coming up for you in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere. Here's Mr. James Brown. What a great lost 45 this was on the Federal record label. And I suggest you turn the volume up just a little bit louder for this one. Killer record indeed. It's called Chani on Chan. Yeah! chomp.
Woo!
Chomp, 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 Johnny on chomp. James Brown, Famous Flames, Johnny on chomp. We're having a Relics and Rarities party right now. Says got to dig it on the Warner Brother record label. The group known as the Pearls. The Pearls and a tune called Happy Over You. Well, I'm always happy when I'm digging into my box of 45s. No doubt about that.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
I cannot see.
It's a record that has always been a smash on the Relics and Rarity Show. Love that record. The group called the Cherry Slush out of Saginaw, Michigan, released in early 1968, originally on the Coconut Grove record label, picked up by USA Records, and of course in the town of Saginaw, Michigan, in their hometown. Indeed, it was a smash. A top 10 record on WKNX, 1210 AM.
This is Relics and Rarities. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Another cool cut from Dave the Rave in the No Static Attic.
Take my hand, let me show.
Record that is from June of 1967 on the Independence record label. That was the first 45 on the Independence label for that group called the Montanas, produced by Tony Hatch. And of course, in a couple months later, they scored regionally pretty well with a really cool record called You've Got to Be Loved. Once again, the Montanas, Independence 45, but that was the first Independence 45. Once again, the Montanas and a tune called Take My Hand. And yes, I want to hold your hand.
Say
something. I think you understand.
Early Beatle 45s that changed the musical landscape here in America. The onset of the British invasion, the Beatles, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. Well, I want you to take a guess at my mystery oldie 45. You get one guess only. We play just for fun. It's kind of a crackly 45. I had to dust this one off. But it's kind of an easy one in a way because it actually was a pretty good-sized hit record. Sometimes we give you those more obscure records. This was actually a record, kind of like a one-hit wonder, but it did score pretty high on the Billboard Top 100 chart. So it's one guess only. You can email me, dave@davetherave.com, or call me up right now. If you end up in the overflow, do leave your name and phone number. I will call you back. I'll take some calls now. I'll take some calls after the show as well. 609-948-4487. Once again, that phone line, 609-948-4487. Listen carefully who is doing this next record, and good luck to everyone as we play the mystery oldie game. One guess only. Playing just for fun. Who did that record? 609-948-4487. Or you can email me, dave@davetherave.com.
From Motown to soul, surf, and garage rock, nobody has more music than Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Well, kind of a special discovery because it's not exactly on a 45, which is what we typically play for our Discovery of the Week. This actually only came out on an acetate, but just recently released by Numero Records out of Chicago, a band out of Oceanport, New Jersey. Yes, right around my hometown. They put out a cool record in 1967, which actually got featured on American Bandstand on Raider Record, a 45 on the Smash record label, a tune called Soul Shaking Psychedelic Sally. That was released. But this next song, a kind of a different version of Soul Shaking Psychedelic Sally, as you will hear, in the spirit of Christmas, just over a week away, I bring you this really cool version of Soul Shaking Psychedelic Santa. Once again, the group called The Hallmarks. Soul Shaking Psychedelic, Dave the Rave is on the radio with my Relics of Early show. I love it! I do, The Hallmarks. Soul Shaking Psychedelic Santa. You can find that on a digital download on iTunes or, you know, any kind of an online store. Hallmarks. Cool record indeed. Thank you, Numero Records, for digging up that lost acetate. Once again, out of Oceanport, New Jersey, Soul Shaking Psychedelic Santa. It's my Dave the Rave discovery of the week. DC5.
Any way you want it, you can call me any day. Hey. Any way you want it, you can always hear me say. We'll be right back.
praying that it didn't blow the speakers. Dave Clark 5, love it. Any way you want it. Well, I know the things that I'm looking for. I'm looking for all those cool, rare 45s. Those things that I can play on the radio for you, because I'm just a record geek. That's what I am. Day of the Rave is always buying records. And of course, we've come to the end of the Relics of Rarity show, and I had a blast as always. I got to do a little bit more Christmas shopping. It's coming up real soon. I hope you got everything on your list. If not, maybe I'll see you at the stores. Get in line. We got to pick up things for all of our loved ones and so forth. You got a special Lost 45, Day of the Rave with all the records you crave. Be sure to contact me, 609-948-4487. Or you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.